From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A major contractor in Iraq is pulling out because of concerns about the ongoing violence there. An Army spokesperson says the company is Contract International, which has led a partnership in rebuilding roads and bridges. An executive with the firm says security and other costs have made it difficult to perform work in a cost-effective way. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Contract International officials are not giving interviews today, but the LA Times quotes the company's president as saying, "We felt we were not serving the government and that the dollars were not being spent smartly." Contract had won a $325 million award to construct new roads, bridges, and transportation terminals, but was only able to refurbish a few train depots. Work sites came under small arms and mortar fire. Gunmen attacked the joint venture's headquarters, and up to 60% of funds spent on some projects were going into security. Stan Soloway, president of the Professional Services Council, which represents government contractors, says Contract's decision is understandable. He says the lack of security can hurt companies in a number of ways.
It's the productivity reductions. It's the increased amount of supplies that you have to have because of sabotage and theft and vandalism. It's the ever-changing housing requirements and so forth because of being identified and located by insurgents. Those are not things that appear on a contract as security costs. They are impacts on the business,
which may or may not get reimbursed. Also, many projects have been put on hold. John DeBlasio's with Sallyport Global Holdings, which provides logistics and security support to contractors in Iraq. He says these delays can add to overhead costs.
You have a staff and an overhead, a group that are waiting there to do things. They don't actually have anything to do. And I'm sure that they're able to be reimbursed for their staff that's involved in Iraq to a large extent. But because they have no task orders in which they can complete, they cannot be paid. And as a result of that, they have no profit.
Contract was paid about $30 million, mostly for site assessments and design work. U.S. reconstruction officials say the company's pullout won't hamper the overall reconstruction effort. A military office in Baghdad is now managing the subcontractors performing the work. And U.S. officials say the canceled contract is not part of a larger trend. But Peter Singer of the Brookings Institution, author of Corporate Warriors, is less optimistic.
It's pretty bad news. There have been a number of companies that have pulled out of Iraq fairly quietly, and mostly foreign reconstruction firms and some foreign security firms. But this is certainly the largest American firm to pull out. And in the past, a lot of these companies have been afraid to do so for fear of being blackballed, for fear of seeming disloyal, abandoning the effort, et cetera, and that it would harm their future contracts. So by doing this, in a sense, the worry is that it opens the floodgates for other companies to pull out.
Singer predicts that Contract's experience could push reconstruction costs even higher as other contractors demand more money to compensate for problems and risks they're likely to face. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.